All right, it's a KFC Radio Wednesday quickie. Feidelberg out, your boy Big Cat in. Return to the KFC Radio airwaves. We got to clear the air here. There's some drama going on.
Squash the beef.
Shout out to Rappaport, which is just beef. There's like some Reddit threads and people tweeting and calling into my show and calling into Dan's show regarding how the Rappaport thing went down. So I tweeted you in the moment. Saying I don't think Rappaport should get any airtime because there is not two sides. It's one side, and he was trashing us. And in that moment, I get what you were doing, and I know A, it would be great ratings.
Yeah.
I know B, he was like one of your guys.
Yeah, I think that more, you know, now that the dust has settled, that more was what it was about than the ratings. And I've kind of realized, like in hindsight, that I was just like I was not only wrong, but I was kind of blind. And I think like you've probably had similar situations even with Asa where you get to a point where you bring someone in and because you brought them in, you want to convince yourself and everyone else that they are going to work out.
And you feel like responsible.
Yeah, you're almost lying to yourself that it's like salvageable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get to that point where it's clearly not going to work, mm-hmm. but in the back of your head, you're like, if I could just show them a side of this person that I kind of saw in them to begin with, people will be like, aha.
Hey, remember that time that Mike was on the show and it was the cats and all that shit? It was funny.
It was like one
of
those moments.
And I think from my point of view, I was like, no, like there just isn't that, you know, I wasn't thinking that way. I was thinking like, this guy is just totally trashing us. And while now when the dust settles, I can understand that point of view. In the moment, I was just like, no, man, there's no two sides. Like, what are you doing? And so I sent that tweet. And then when I wrote the blog, I referenced how almost every blogger was talking shit. And I actually almost in a way was, and this was my third point about you, is that I know sometimes you guys, you and PFT, and like you don't like to mix it up with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dave are always throwing shots and picking fights and getting down on Twitter, and I know you guys don't always do that. So I don't want to lump like everybody in, because I think you guys have done a magnificent job of networking and growing your brand by not doing some of the dumb shit that we do. I mean, I know for sure that I have burned bridges and closed doors with, you know, just being like a hot, like a fucking shooting from the hip, you know? And so I get that, you know, you guys are where you are today because of that. But my personality is more just like, fuck this. You know, I don't ever think down the line. That's why, you know, your show's bigger and you're bigger and you've gone on to bigger and better things.
I don't think that's like it's weird because I don't ever There's kind of a perception that I'm always thinking about like my next step or my next career move with Barstool. That might have been the case like 3 years ago. It's not the case anymore.
Now we're stuck. Now we're in it for life.
And I'll be totally honest with you. Like, this isn't like some kind of weird brag or anything, but if I wanted to leave Barstool, I could have left Barstool. Mm-hmm. Like, there are, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there are people who have been in my ear in the last 2 years being like, dude, you could go make more money. I'm like, no, I don't want to leave. Like, I want to be at Barstool. These are my guys. And so I might not always express that, like, perfectly in the heat of the moment of these battles when people want to see me like just go nuclear
people
on people.
People want to see carnage. And
right.
And you're more subtle and a little more like, you know, fucking rational, to be honest.
And I've gotten to a point too where it's like, I think I'm just kind of trying to be done fighting on Twitter, because every single time I get into something on Twitter, I just feel gross.
Everybody loses.
And I lose, and nobody sucks. Wins. And especially now that, you know, with Evening Yak, like, I have an outlet where I can talk about things. So, like, I'm kind of...
On a daily basis, too. That's what's nice. It's like, just wait for 6 hours and we can talk about this.
Right. If this happened on a Monday afternoon, like, it would have been great, because I would have just hopped on and explained myself. And I think I struggle with explaining myself on Twitter when I'm, like, trying to... Twitter's not a place you can, like, logically tell people your feelings.
280, because even 280 is not enough.
They see it, and then they take it one way, and then it spins out of control, and then, like, I get stuck in this trying to explain myself out of it.
Yep.
And I've said many times I get triggered because, like,
Well,
what happens is I think people kind of get lost in like the human emotions of it, where, and I'm sure you're the same way, where 100 people could say something nice about you,
but the one
you're gonna look, you're gonna see the one person.
Of course.
And so, and it's like I've gotten a lot better at it, and I've like consciously tried to, because I know that when I get in these stupid fucking wars on Twitter, it drags my whole day down. And
it consumes you. Yeah.
It's not where I need to be, like, creatively. Like, I should be making jokes and having fun.
And then the flip side to me though is like, I love that shit.
Right.
And, like, there are times that's kind of what I've made my
Dave
brand
loves
off
it
of.
Too.
Is yeah.
Right.
So I'm almost thinking like, fucking let's go, like, it's Rappaport time, and that's just not your personality. So when I see you handle it differently, I'm like, in the moment I was like, what the fuck, but obviously afterwards I can certainly appreciate that not everybody wants to dick around on Twitter all night long on a Saturday night.
Right. And well, this was also a weird point, because like, it's the whole like Dan's trying to, like, you know, keep his options, like, Mike Rappaport can't do shit for me.
No.
He's not gonna do anything for me. So and me scorching earth on Michael Rappaport, like, no one's
doesn't
gonna
matter.
Be like, hey, I'm not gonna give this guy a job, like,
if
so
anything it helps you.
Right. And the thing I learned through Barstool Van Talk, and I've come to total, like, serenity with it, like a nirvana moment, was Barstool Van Talk. The anger that I went through initially, and then kind of like realizing, and you were, credit to you, because you, right after the Barstool Van Talk happened, you kind of called me and you're like, look, man, like, we just got to, like, all come together here. We all got to just, like, work together. We're a family, like, especially like me, you, Keith, and Dave, like the guys who have been around and, like, built this place. And it, like, kind of, like, the light bulb went off, and it was like, look, no matter what happened, Barstool Van Talk had zero to do with what Dave said, zero to do with what Dave tweeted. The bigger point to me was, no matter what, there are people that hate Barstool, and they will always find something to put me on.
Never convince them otherwise.
Right. They will always find something to hang me on. So this idea that I'm, like, trying to play nice to get some bigger job, that's over. Because if you hate us, you're going to find something, and you're going to hate me for something. So I've come to grips with that, and it's been, like, very, very peaceful.
Liberating,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, knowing that. The not getting into it on Twitter is more just my personality of, I really, like, I honestly feel like absolute dog shit when I fight on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
When I respond to someone and know that, like, I'm letting them get a rise out of me, like, all this shit, it's like, that's the lowest I feel.
Yeah.
So I've been trying, and I've been doing an okay job. Saturday night was not an okay job, but, like, of getting out of that.
Right.
And so, but you're not wrong in the fact that, like, in the moment I should have just been like, fuck Michael Rappaport.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can obviously see both sides of it.
Yeah.
Is really what it comes down to.
It's also like, I mean, I know we've kind of talked about it before, but, like, the stress of Barstool has been, like, it feels like it's turned up to 11. For guys
it
like us.
It is crazy, man.
It's crazy. And it's like,
you know what it is? Just like, there's so much that we're doing now that every day you're on the record on some program,
right.
Some recording, some blog, the whole day.
Right.
And like, I'm just like, what? I almost have to run through my head now, like, what is going to be the hit piece? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
At all times. And
right.
It's just like, it's fucking
and just
crazy.
Knowing, right. And knowing that, like, the target is getting bigger and bigger, and that's what happens when you have success.
And even in a good way, like, the numbers are getting bigger. You know, you're reaching, like, millions of people through videos, but then that's like, shit, like, 2 million people watch
right.
that, like, fuck, like, that's
right.
that's a lot.
Something,
you know?
Taken out of context,
mm-hmm,
all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then just like the fact. I mean, I know you've obviously been, like, dealing with a lot of stuff. I feel like it you know, the way it kind of went down. Like, you know, you talked about it, but then you've kind of not talked about it. So it's probably hard to, like, keep it all in and just.
Oh man, it is to this is. You know, in a weird way, it's all intertwined. Like, I really feel like Barstool, having a relationship at Barstool is not easy.
Right.
And I think a lot of the issues that we had, like, stemmed from the website and how I handled it. And I think for the longest time, I thought to myself, I'm just going to be a normal dude. I'm going to try to, like, marry and have kids and do normal stuff. And I'm going to do it at the normal age and whatever. I have this job over here, but I have this over here. And I tried to almost manage it separately, and I don't think you can. I think you have to acknowledge a little bit that this is not normal. It's unorthodox. It's not quite, you know, it's not like you're a Hollywood actor, famous, but there is a level of, like, notoriety and recognition that is weird. And it's tough for spouses and girlfriends and boyfriends, and everybody to handle that is tough, I think. And so now that everything's public, it's, like, all become one, where I used to try to keep it separate.
Yep.
And that's fucking hard. Like, I never, I ended up walking right into that Rappaport response.
Yeah.
Because I was in barstool mode and not thinking about my family life.
Right.
And now they're the same. And I just have to, I guess, be like head on a swivel at all times now that you know, my marriage issues are going to be part of. Michael Rappaport can talk shit.
Right.
Twitter can talk shit. And actually, it's tough because one of my, you know, like I just said, one of my favorite things is mixing it up on Twitter. And I was always able to, like, you know, boom roast or drop the hammer. And now everybody has this Trump card on me.
Right.
That's just like, oh, it is what it is, man. Like, I fucked up. Humans make mistakes, but I'll never have that, you know, that ability to, like, or at least not now, maybe, you know, years down the road when the dust settles and hopefully we figure things out. I mean, it's all mixed up now, so it's all very, like, it used to be stressful at home and stressful at Barstool, and now it's, like, it's exponentially when they combined, you know?
Right, and I think that feeds into everything and just, like, little fights coming up, and it's just... It's one of those things that...
Barstool life became a personal life as well.
Right.
I mean, this is like a marriage in its own right, where it's like, we've been around each other for 10 years.
Right.
Every day, fighting, talking shit, like, and then, you know, some of those things, busted balls becomes real. We go through all sorts of changes business-wise. You do some things different than I would do them. Like, it's bound to happen. And,
right.
And so now it's just another, like, oh, shit, I you know, I crossed the line, or... Now I gotta like smooth that over personally and professionally and it's all together.
Well, that's why I said we should just hop on the podcast, because I think one of the unique things about Barstool is the four guys who, you know, me, you, Keith, Dave.
I throw fights in there too.
And fights in there, yeah, absolutely fights. Like, the five of us have been a unit for a really long time, and there's always ebbs and flows, and there's always tough times, and there's always, you know, I've had the issues with Dave, you've had issues with Dave, like, we've always had these, you know, little things that happen that pop up, but at the end of the day, I think we all have, like, a weird common understanding that, like, we're in this together, and we're gonna get through it together, and that's why it was like, hey, when, you know, when you said whatever on Barstool Radio, we texted, and we're like, let's figure this out, because...
And that's why this all stemmed, this Rappaport was not down with that.
Right, exactly.
And, like, he was shitting on that, and it was like... No, man, me and my guys, from, I said in my blog, from Dave down to, like, Liz, the newest hire, everybody has put this together. I'm not letting anybody fucking tear that down. Like I said, I think Barstool has had a big impact on me and my personal life. Like, I need this to work out now, like, and I'm not letting anybody tear it down. So that's, I mean, that vibe of the five of us, like, coming to the understanding that, like, we're in it for the long haul. We have to make this work. Is
and I think it's like it's a really cool experience to look at, and like, even though there are times when it feels like we all want to strangle each other, to know that, like, it's like this weird, like, almost sixth sense, like, it's all gonna be okay, because we're all gonna, like, we're gonna deal with it and we're gonna get through it, and it's like we'll have issues, we'll have, you know, creative issues, we'll have personal issues, like, but we all always kind of, like, at the end of the day when the chips are down, it's like we got each other's back and it's gonna work out because of that. And so, like, that's I mean, that's kind of why Barstool's unique. I do think that what you were just saying though about, like, the personal private life, like, I mean, obviously I've always kept my personal life a little personal, because it's like I want a refuge. And the being a celebrity thing is a good point, because I don't think any of us, like, Dave is kind of always like, Dave loves
it,
being but, like, there are times when I really wrestle with the fact that, like, it's hard being in the public eye. It's hard, like, I don't go to, I mean, I don't really have friends in New York, but I can't go to bars with friends like I used to.
It's
not
normal.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not sitting here being like, oh my God, I'm so famous.
No.
But it's like, but if you try to just say, no, dude, I'm a totally normal guy.
It's the
I'm
same.
Just like you.
Right.
It's like, it's not. It's
I think
different.
It's okay to admit it too, because I think sometimes we have like a we have this like need to say nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
They have definitely changed.
Common man is like we're a little uncommon now.
Right.
We have unique jobs, we're in a unique position. So, like, the roots are still there, but things are different.
Right.
And I think you have to acknowledge that in order to, like, survive.
Right. And the pressure just feels, I mean, it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, I love seeing stoolies and, like, on the street and stuff, but it's also this weird, just like, sometimes you just want to be anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's hard sometimes.
Bro,
you know?
Now that, like, I mean, I've never really liked the fame aspect of it all, and now it's like the worst thing in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like, every day is a bloodbath for me. It's like the shit that I used to love mixing it up on Twitter and writing and talking about the stuff I talk about is now like such an enormous struggle. And it's my own fault. Obviously, I put myself in that position. But it's like it's just jarring to see when those worlds collide and like,
right?
You know, there's just no the internet is a fucking bear and it's a scary place.
It is,
and I feel like for the most part, Barstool like really has as good of a grip on it as you can have. And I think I used to have as much control over it as I could, and now I'm in a position where I'm totally out of control of it, and it's just like, oh, fuck, you cannot defeat this.
Right.
Like,
you
can't stop it.
Do you feel at any moments like it's getting, like, at least better a little bit? Like, it's, you know, one of those, I mean, this is kind of, I always thought your situation is kind of a time. Like, time is just going to, it's going to take time.
People say time heals all wounds, but I don't know about this one. Like, I feel like it actually ramped up recently.
Yeah.
I feel like... like, Dave started cracking some jokes, and I think people thought, all right, enough time has gone by that I can make jokes about it. And then, so it's kind of, like, kicked up in a way. And I don't know, man, you know, the internet doesn't forget.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that on some level, the same way that, you know, people were bringing up Rappaport's issues, which happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the same way that Rico Bosco will bring up Doug Gottlieb's credit cards forever.
Right.
It's going to be something, and that's what I deserve, and that's where I put myself. But, I think people who I, you know, we're, I'm in therapy now. I'm talking with my family. I talk with friends. We're trying to work through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are keep saying like, it'll be fine or time will, you know, they'll stop. Stoolies will relax. This and that, and the other thing. And I feel like I'm the only one who's like, I know Barstool better than you do.
Right.
And like, you know, even the therapist I'm talking to, we go to these group sessions, and she's like, oh, I've done therapy for like big stars, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, I respect that, and I am by no means trying to say I'm, like, bigger than them, but I am very different from them.
Right.
A Hollywood movie, like, people would just want to like that actor again, so they do. Our world is so much deeper and personal that, like, people don't understand that, you know, they feel like I wronged them as well,
mm-hmm.
and so they're
yeah,
not letting go.
That's the element of Barstool that's
for better or worse. It's like the
right.
reason why we're going to the moon
right.
is because we have this personal connection, but now when you fuck up in the magnitude that I did,
right.
they're like... you know, people have tweeted me things like, you know, you like can, one person was like, send me the promo code for your product. And I know you say it all the time on your show, but after what you did to me, it's the least you could do.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, after what I did to you, like, damn, like these people feel like, you know, I wronged them in a way. And I guess, you know, I did in some respects, but I'm on some levels too. I'm like, what? This
yeah,
is
it's,
crazy,
it's the
you know?
Internet just like basically just flips your whole mind around.
Yep.
It's just like nothing is really normal, but it kind of is at the same time
yep.
because you did, you know, let some people down. But I think it's I'm a big second chance guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if people, you know, like I used to rag on Johnny Manziel. We had him on Part of My Take. It's like, how can you not give people second chances?
Yeah, I mean,
like, people deserve a chance to fix the wrongs that they've, you know, they've had. Like, that's a human... I think that's really what you know, we're kind of rambling here, but, like, what it really comes down to is I think we even forget sometimes that we're humans.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like our fans sometimes forget it, but we also forget it, and it's like these are all just human things that, like, we fuck up. We make mistakes. We get triggered online. We try, you know, like
mm-hmm.
these things happen because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you're a human being and it's impossible to like fight against that.
Right. No, I mean, I hope for a second chance. I think that much like there are people who are just going to hate Barstool and that's it.
Yeah.
And there are people who have completely written me off. I think there's a lot of people who are two camps are either just going to ride with me and like want me to figure it out or they just don't care. They're just like, I'm here for the entertainment. I don't care about your personal life. And those are the two camps I'm, you know, hopefully focusing on career wise. But, you know, I'm in therapy with my wife twice a week. I go separately. I'm still at home. I'm still
right.
with the kids. So I'm working.
You're working on it.
I don't know
right.
what's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going to end up. I'm working on it at home. I hope that, like, we can work on it on the internet, too.
Right.
And I hope Barstool can work on it and, like,
yeah.
you know.
What you just said, I think, is really the important part is that you are working to fix the mistakes you made. And, like, that's really all, like, you know.
I mean,
like,
that's all I can do. And, like,
right.
I know there's, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You
no, of course not.
You can't fix it, but you can, whatever the going forward is, I just want to make it the best I can make it now after
right.
what I have done, you know, what I, that the situation I've made, now I need to go forward from there because I can't undo what happened.
Do you ever like take a step back? Have you ever taken a step back in like the last few months and been like, holy shit, how big we are?
Yeah.
Because
that's really what
like blows your mind.
Well, I always tried to stay so grounded, I think almost to a fault. I was always like, this Barstool thing ain't gonna work out.
Yeah,
so
you always have.
I need like we're not going to the moon. We're not gonna be worth millions because I just did not want to let myself think that way and then like be let down. And in reality, I probably should have let that in a little more because I maybe would have handled everything different from my marriage to my friendships to everything. I would have just been like, all right, this is the reality, and I am going to be recognized, and like hopefully there is gonna be money and whatever. I almost was like so.
Mm-hmm.
Averse to even letting myself think that, but now it's almost like I have to, bro. After that whole scandal,
right.
I never in 1 billion years expected there to be People Magazine,
right?
The Daily Mail,
never
overseas.
Ever.
People overseas are talking about my marriage issues. I was stunned by that. I think a lot of people
were.
There
was paparazzi outside our office.
I mean, that
on that
was
Friday
wild
night.
To me. When I heard that, I'm sitting here like, and that was the shit that I was just like, it's almost like rather than steadily becoming this over a few years, over like the course of 8 years, 10 years, it was like it happened in one day.
Right.
And I was like, all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? Do I talk to like a PR person? Do I talk to a therapist? Do I talk to who? What? A priest? I don't know what to do now because all of a sudden, like 10 years of this just like hit me like a ton of bricks.
Well, and that's an interesting like mind fuck because we've been doing the same thing every day for so long. And I'm like the reverse. Well, I'm not the reverse of you, but it's like I came at it a similar way, but we ended up at the same exact spot in that I always kind of thought Barstool would work, but I was so like deep into the day to day, like trying to make people laugh, trying to create content.
The number of blogs.
Yeah,
like,
focusing
I've only written
like,
nine. I got to write 10.
Who's our next guest? Yeah. Who am I reaching out to? What am I doing to make sure that I like get this many videos and like all this stuff that I lost the big picture? And then that happened, and the big picture was like, fuck, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we are like this. We didn't get a manual on how to fucking be like a D-list, F-list, whatever you want to say.
Like, I do feel like people who, and again, I've done this to myself. I made my own bed, so I'm certainly not like asking for sympathy here. But I'm saying anybody who does have like fame, when anything goes wrong, whether it's their fault or not, they have a fucking agency and a team
mm-hmm.
of people to like support and be like, here's what you say next, here's what you do next. Do you want to do it this way? Do you want to do it that way? Here, you know, and you know, I was just fucking on
right.
an island, like
right.
you know, yeah. We
all text
everybody
you, but
here
it's like, yeah,
supports
but
me, but it's not like
right.
anybody has the blueprint or any help. And I was just like, oh my god, like this is scary,
right.
scary stuff.
Right. We should end on something light. Do you think, what do you think, like, where's the conclusion of the Rapport shit, you think?
He's
psycho.
I think it's conclusion. I mean,
he's suing us.
That's true. So I guess we got to get through that. I mean, I could see him, he's so, like, what's the word? Maybe, like, aloof or just kind of out there. Such a space cadet. I feel like by, like, next week he's going to be, like, you know.
Well, he thinks
fucking
he won.
Yelling about the Knicks again.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? Like, let him think he won.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead.
He's.
And I don't think anybody won or lost here. I think a lot of us look like idiots. And so, you know, whatever. You think you won? Go ahead, man. God bless. Like,
I mean,
do your thing.
And we talked about, like, you know, the fame versus, you know, the private life versus the public life and the public perception. Like, that's the craziest thing to me is, like, I've had many discussions with Rapport where he is a totally normal, sensible person.
Trump
broke his brain.
But
Trump broke his brain.
He
is
so
totally
caught up
in that category.
Like, when I first talked to him on Mail Time, it was like hip hop, the Knicks. We talked about like NBA rock, MTV Rockin' Jock, stuff from the 90s, and his acting.
Right.
And now, if you were to talk to him, it's all Tommy Lahren and Trump and Fox News, and it's just like you get caught up in that political whirlwind, and it's like, and some, you know, whatever. I'm sure that does numbers and all that shit, but it's like, Mike, that's not the Rappaport I liked. I like to talk to you about hoops and rap, and you're talking to me about Trump now? I'm out on that.
Right, and what I really should have realized that it wasn't going to work was he was in promoting his book in, like, October, and we had him in studio for Pardon My Take, and we taped probably, like, 45 minutes, and we just cut all the politics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it went so long. And like, we were just like,
just
dude, we don't
want to do.
People want to listen to us bust your balls, like you be a little off, like off, yeah. off center here,
yes.
with like not understanding why PFT's wearing sunglasses. Like, that's what people like.
Yes.
They don't give a fuck about the Trump. And he even said, he's like, don't cut any of this. And we're like, all right,
dude, oh, sure,
we're
dude.
Cutting all the Trump shit. Cause like, I don't give a fuck.
No,
Trump broke your brain.
We are the place you go to get away from all
right.
that. That's always been our thing, is like,
right.
we're not going to talk about that. But I hope that it just concludes. You know, he's on, as we do this today, he's on doing the whole car wash at ESPN or Fox News.
Yeah,
whatever.
Fox. He's Sports. Just burned every bridge. Yeah, I know he's got, like, his podcast coming out, so he's probably going to just say all the, you know, like, fuck all these guys.
Cocksucker and, you.
Yeah,
whatever. But, do you want to do the most diabolical would you rather ever before you leave?
Yeah. I saw you tweeting about it, but I've not heard it.
It's ugly.
Okay.
So we can cut it if you want to.
No. Let's do it.
It's probably the worst that we've ever come across. We're just saying a lot after all the shit
okay.
we heard. You are, you're stuck in the middle. Your penis is 1 inch
oh, God.
Inside your mom.
Oh, God.
Your father is behind you.
Oh, God.
His penis is 1 inch inside you.
Oh,
which direction
fuck.
Do you move to get out? So, obviously, you move back and you get out of your mom, but your dad's further inside you. You move further on your mom and you get out, your dad out of you. I think there's a clear cut no no brainer answer here.
Oh, my knee jerk reaction is you got to move forward.
No.
What
no,
did
you
fight
can't
say?
Fuck your mom. He said
dude,
forward too.
You're already fucking your mom.
No, but you are stuck in this hypothetical. Someone has put you in this spot.
Yes, but you've already done both. Which would you rather have? A dick farther up your butt or your dick farther in a hole? That's how you got to think about it.
It's your mother's hole.
Yeah, but both of the things have already happened.
You're looking at her.
Yeah, but both have happened.
But she's going to say to you,
no,
son,
no,
you
no,
had the
no,
chance. You no, had the chance to get out
no,
of me, and you
end
went deeper.
This show, and that is this
that's
is
it,
that's
it.
Fucked up.
We're done.